Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carly is on the phone this morning because you have a holiday dilemma when it comes to your sister-in-law. What do you need help with?
I do. Hi, Elizabeth and Radar. I'm so excited to be talking to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
So this is something very exciting and personal. And like I messaged Elizabeth, I'm very sensitive to how this news will be perceived because I'm pregnant.
Yay! Hey,
congratulations, yay! Carly.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Thank you. Yes, my husband Sean and I got married over the summer, and we were not expecting this to happen so quickly, you know, here we are.
Yeah. And you did mention that you're sensitive to how this news is going to be perceived. So how far along are you?
I'm 13 weeks. And, you know, finally ready to tell our family.
What's going to happen here with the holidays?
So we're traveling to Minnesota to visit my in-laws, and we want to announce it there.
Well, yeah, everybody's around. Everybody's gathered.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And I know they would be so excited because this would be the first grandchild on that side of the family.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
So what's the issue?
The dilemma part, right, yes, is... my husband's brother and his wife have been very vocal about struggling to get pregnant themselves for the past 2 years.
They made it known to the family.
There it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Got it.
So I don't know how to make this announcement at Christmas without hurting them or upsetting them.
Right. Well, I love that you are, like you said, sensitive to what this could mean for family members. And and you and I were messaging, and people listen to the show know my personal story, not being able to have my own kids and losing a baby and going through announcement after announcement after announcement after announcement, mm-hmm. and sitting there going, when is it going to happen for me? And it ended up, you know, not happening that way. So I appreciate that you are aware of how that could impact somebody. Let me just speak from experience here. When there were family members in my life that were making pregnancy announcements and were aware of how that would maybe hurt, because it can be hurtful. Not that they aren't happy for you, but you can feel anger, love, jealousy, sadness, happiness, all at the same time.
Yeah.
I remember my sisters, both of them, reaching out to me beforehand and separately so that I could process that news before
it was announced to everyone.
A big thing. But you know, every baby deserves to be celebrated, and you should be able to make your big announcement. But
how are you going to do it? Are you going to?
Oh yeah, good question.
Are you going to were you thinking about anyway, just being out in front of everyone and saying, guess what? Or
yes, our plan was to have our parents open one final gift, and it's a cute little frame that says grandparents on it, and inside is a picture of the ultrasound.
Oh, the surprise.
Oh, last gift thing. That is cute.
So you can see how you know, oh man, your husband's brother and
his wife.
And his wife are gonna
right.
react to that.
Well, I feel like you should reach out to them ahead of time. Reach out to them before you leave. I mean, you've got a couple days before you're headed out to Minnesota to see them. And the thing that I really appreciated, and I really want to hear everybody else's experience and advice too. So 414-432-1099. It meant a lot when people acknowledged that how maybe we were feeling too. Like that just felt that felt you felt seen, because you feel very alone and isolated when you're going through this process, especially after the Christmases, after having lost the baby. Like it was nice for people to acknowledge like that your baby mattered, that impacted your life. Yeah. You're probably thinking about that right now during the holidays. So I would make a call. I wouldn't text, but maybe call or
Or do you have to do this at Christmas? I know you said everyone's going to be there, but if it's going to
be together,
I know, but if it's going to be a little sensitive issue, maybe you hold on to this until after the holidays and then say, hey, let's FaceTime or whatever. Or it's Minnesota. It's, you know, it's a day trip. I mean, travel again. I don't know. But I'm just thinking of, I'm always like the peacekeeper in my family. I'm like, let's not upset things. Let's do things individually. And we'll definitely talk to them before anybody else knows. And say, here, I'm going to FaceTime with
maybe don't do it there.
Maybe not do it at Christmas. Yeah.
Maybe they
open. That's the deal.
And maybe it is still the gift that they open, but they open it the next day.
You ship it to them?
They want you want to see the reaction.
You do?
Yes.
On FaceTime, you could do that. Look at what we can do with FaceTime.
But I want you to think about this for a second, Radar. This baby that Carly and her husband are about to have has a story to share.
Oh, absolutely.
And if she wants to document this and have this for this boy or girl to see one day about how grandma and grandpa enjoyed the announcement, I don't think you shouldn't not do the announcement the way you want to do it, because you you have a story you're trying to tell with your baby.
Of course you do, but you're
but like
also
to mail
to be
them the gift. No, you want to see them open it.
That's kind of a surprise thing. Like, hey, when the mail comes, let us know, because you know we want to be there with you.
I'm assuming Carly, you want to film this, right?
Yeah, we did.
Right, exactly.
You can record FaceTime. I'm just saying.
I think you should tell them ahead of time. If Christmas is how you want to say it, don't change that. You're sensitive already to how people may perceive this news. I think you should just talk to them ahead of time. So it gives them time. It gives them time to feel all the emotions. Okay. And it gives them the option. Here's the other part of it. I just thought about this. They can set up boundaries. Maybe they're going to say, hey, what time are you going to announce it? If it's like the last gift, all right, cool. We want to get our things and start wrapping up, because I can tell you from experience that actually happened to me. There was a pregnancy announcement on the other side of the family, ripped me up inside. I was holding in tears and I was like, okay, we are going to eat and we are going to go, because I need to deal with these emotions and I don't want to make it about me.
Sure,
but
right?
I don't want to ruin their good news.
But either way,
telling them ahead of time.
Yeah, but either way, they're going to be like, okay, you're going to announce it then. All right, we'll leave. And you know what they're thinking about as soon as they leave. So I'm always treading lightly, especially around the holidays. You know, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. That's why you brought it to relationship intervention.
Yeah.
And that's why we have the number that you can call or text to give advice to Carly, 414-432-1099.
Yes, help Carly out. She wants to announce that she's pregnant at Christmas, but doesn't want to upset the in-laws who are struggling to get pregnant. It's a sensitive topic. Carly, we will take the calls and the texts, which are coming through right now. We'll let you go, but then tomorrow, 8:20, you know the deal. Give us that follow-up of what happens or what you're going to do here with this situation, okay?
Thank you. Yes, I really appreciate your
help.
Okay,
thank you, Carly, and congrats again. We are taking your calls.
You.
You're welcome. We're taking your texts, 414-432-1099. Linda, what advice do you have for Carly?
It took me 3 years to get pregnant with my first and 6 to get pregnant with my third.
Yeah.
So there's no easy way to do it, because I know the emotional feelings, because when people were getting pregnant when I was trying, it's emotional.
Yeah,
but
it's hard.
It was a good idea that you said contact them ahead of time and let them know that you're thinking of them and just keep trying, because eventually it will happen.
And we have a couple of...
Hey, hang on, Linda. Linda, I'm always real quick to correct people on that.
Yeah,
it
you
doesn't.
Gotta be careful, right? Yeah,
because it didn't for me. You can't, like, that is one of those things that I know, and I know you, Linda. I know your heart, but people saying that to someone that's trying to get pregnant is really hard, because
it's not
guess
100%,
what?
Right?
It didn't happen.
To you.
It didn't, and it doesn't always happen.
Yeah, a couple of texters agree with Elizabeth too. 262 says, "I agree with Elizabeth. Wonderful advice." The 920 said, "Please don't delay the surprise, but talk to the brother and sister-in-law ahead of time."
Yeah, and
make
you
sure,
said that.
Like,
you said that. Linda
will happen. Hopefully.
Well, thank you, Linda.
Thanks, Linda. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, guys.
Hey, Christine, thanks for calling in. So what advice do you have for Carly, who wants to announce that she's pregnant at Christmas, but her brother and sister-in-law she knows have been struggling for a couple years to have a baby?
I agree with you, Elizabeth. I think she should give her sister and brother-in-law a call before and just kind of give them the heads up. And, you know, let them know when they're going to give this present so that they can maybe plan to leave or stay to celebrate. But I think that they are allowed to announce this the way they announce this.
Yeah, for sure.
I think Carly is already very sensitive. And like you said, acknowledging, you know, the difficulty and how this might make them feel. So, you know, I think that's good. I think that's good enough.
Yeah.
This is a really happy time for Carly, and she should be allowed to do it the way she wants to do it.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. And I'm with you on that. And I think it says a lot about her that she is thinking of others. And but yes, there's a space for both. And you can only give people this information in a way that is hopefully understanding and sensitive. And then they can do with that information as they want. If they choose to say, you know what, we're not going to be at Christmas very long, then that's their right to do that if it's going to be too hard for them.
Yeah. Hopefully she will take that advice, because that's what everyone is saying. Elizabeth gave that advice.
I've lived it. I've lived it many, many, many times.
Linda called in and now you as well. And we've also got text messages saying the same thing. Got to reach out ahead of time for the situation.
Yeah.
Also, as Mrs. McAllister says, Christmas is the season of perpetual hope. So maybe this will reinvigorate some hope into her sister and brother-in-law. And, you know, just keep hoping for that baby.
Oh, why are you making me cry?
You know, like Home Alone.
Yeah. No, that's nice that you brought it back to that. Yeah,
that's really sweet that you say that, because it is. It is a season of hope, whatever people are going through. Oh, my gosh. That really touched my heart that you said that.
Thank you so much.
Now I'm crying over here.
That's okay. It's the season. Sorry. Tis the season.
Oh, Christine, thanks for sharing that.
Thanks, Christine.
Sure. Have a great day. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Merry Christmas, Christine.